Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 139. Rylan, tell them about our Discord that they don't know about.
Oh yeah, you guys don't know yours, like, you know, every episode. We talk about this thing called Discord, where, you know, we, you know, talk to our community and, you know, we can do
giveaways and stuff like that. Well, we would if people would join, you know.
Yeah, we would, but you guys don't have ears. And also, if you guys can tell, I got a new microphone.
Yeah, nice. Like mine. They were both have the same mic.
The exact same one as Ash, naturally.
Yeah. Nice, got good sound quality.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, join our Discord. You know, you guys can be entered into a giveaway of some sort. You know, because, you know, we're going to do something for 1 millionth download, which is really close, to be honest.
Yeah, it's soon. Now. Really soon.
Yeah, so, yeah. Go ahead and check out the Discord if you want to.
Yeah. All right. So Fortnite added a first person mode, a 5v5 shooter mode, actually. I haven't played it, but I know you have.
It's decent. You know, it's in early access right now. I don't really have an article here or anything, but I'll tell you guys about it. It's literally like a 5v5 map. Like, you know, it's like kind of like Valorant without abilities or CSGO or CS Counter Strike. You know, just a 5v5 game, the whole bunch of different weapons you can pick from. There's different types of, like, you know, lethals and stuff you can use, like grenades and stuff like that. Also, it's pretty cool, especially for Fortnite, since being first person and everything.
Yeah, I bet, but that's weird, though, support. Like, hard to get used to.
It looks cool, though. It looks nice. Like, it kind of has, like, the same, like, vibe as Valorant does.
Yeah, but it's with more the cartoony cartoonish. Art. Yeah, art
it's style. More cartoonish, though. So I like it, to be honest. I hope they add that in, like, regular.
Oh, yeah. And like, say, Battle
like,
Royale. Build,
like, first person zero build or something like that.
That'd be nice. That'd be different.
I know. That would be. It'd be a literal Call of Duty, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah, just cartoony Call of Duty.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's literally all it is. It's a 5v5 type, you know, game mode, like how, you know, Counter-Strike and Valorant is. It's not bad. It's in early access right now, though.
It's called Fortnite Ballistic.
Yeah, Ballistic. Which is weird. Kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because of guns, I guess. I don't know.
Does it have decent guns on it?
It has like the Striker AR. It doesn't have like the scars or anything like that. It has like kind of newer weapons, like, and more kind of realistic type weapons as well.
Yeah, so you got Ballistic now, and then also OG Fortnite back.
Yeah, OG Fortnite is fun. I like it.
I'll play OG or even Ballistic, but you know, Black Ops 6, I'm playing crap a bit whenever I have time.
Ashton's in his Black Ops 6 phase still.
Yeah.
I play Black Ops 6 whenever Ashton's off work. But yeah. Other than that...
Like, we're playing after we record.
Yeah, after him and Colin...
Me and Colin not recording tonight. We're recording tomorrow night. Just me and you, and then tomorrow night, me and Colin will.
Oh, that's a first.
Yeah. I didn't feel like doing 4 episodes tonight.
That'd be ridiculous.
All right.
But yeah, that's literally all there is. Yeah, there's not much to it. Just, you know, 5v5 type shooter-based first-person game. You know, kind of basic.
Yeah, it says, just to read.
It's cool for Fortnite, you know.
Just to read a little bit about it, it says, The round will end either when the Rift Point device explodes or after every player on a team is eliminated. Since there are no respawns in Ballistic, after 6 rounds, teams will swap sides and the roles will be reversed, attackers becoming defenders and vice versa. To win the game, a team needs 7 total round wins. It is a lot like Valorant.
Yeah, basically.
There's a crap like ton of rounds.
Yeah, and you plant a bomb. Like, that's right. That's not even close to as many rounds as Valorant has.
I know Valorant has a crap ton. It's ridiculous.
Like, you have to have 13 rounds to win. And if you get tied,
you can get up
12,
to 25.
Yeah, it ain't more.
More? You have to win by 2?
If you tie it, it's 1-2.
Oh,
if
my God.
If you tie it at 12, well, that's like competitive, like comp.
Oh, yeah.
But like regular, like there's unrated. That's like just basic, you know, it's to 13. But in comp, you need to go, if you tie it at 12 rounds, for win by 2. So you can go to like however long.
140 and still.
I went to like almost around 40 at one point.
That's ridiculous.
I lost to it. It was very sad.
Oh, that's trash. Playing all that time and losing.
It's rough.
That's trash.
But we can go ahead and move on.
All right. I didn't know if you got a lot for this topic, but a Switch 2 accessory has been announced.
I didn't even hear about this at all, to be honest with you. I seen this, I was like, what? They didn't even like announce the console yet.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know if you got this topic or not.
I didn't. But I do have a little article here. But okay. It says, last week, you know, we saw what appeared to be the very first Switch 2 accessory appearing on the market in China. Ever keen to, you know, one-up itself, the Nintendo Switch 2 rumor mill has today thrown up, you know, something even juicier. The first picture of the console. If you're really, really squint. Because it was apparently like a really blurry photo.
Yeah, yeah.
But, what even was it? It says here, it's from accessory manufacturer Satisfy, and its new trailer for the up-and-coming Switch Grip, the Zen Grip 2. Mm-hmm. According to the company's website, the up-and-coming accessory is designed for the next-gen console, Switch 2. And so however else, you know, would you showcase it in the reveal trailer other than, you know, by sticking a definitely real Switch 2 in there? So maybe they actually got an early Switch 2 and they actually put it in there? Or maybe it's just they just made like a possible Switch 2 replica.
Maybe, you know? maybe Nintendo gave them the measurements and then they made some kind of 3D printed, you know.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, maybe. I don't know. But I don't know if you remember.
You don't know about Nintendo.
Exactly. You don't know. And maybe they just made up something just to get hype behind
this
their accessory, you know, or something since the Switch 2 is coming out. I don't know. But
maybe.
I don't know if you remember my my Switch grips that I used in handheld, the white ones.
Yeah.
Those are Satisfy.
Yeah, nice.
That's the Satisfy Zen Grip. So it's basically they're making the same thing for the Switch 2 whenever it comes out, the Satisfy Zen Grip 2, which makes it really comfortable to hold in handheld mode.
Yeah.
Especially playing long term, like if you're playing 2K in handheld for a long time or something like that.
Yeah.
Just like Fortnite. Like if you're playing Fortnite in handheld a lot, like we used to play Fortnite on Switch all the time. So,
yeah,
and it makes it like aiming easier. See, since you have that, it makes aiming easier.
It's hard to aim on Switch, like with
just the Joy-Cons. Yeah, because you can't really. There's not really a good way to grip it to keep your thumbs completely steady, like you need to.
Yeah.
So that grip makes it a lot easier.
Helps a lot. Yeah, I never got to use it on like actual like shooter games because I used 2K, played on 2K.
I know you're using on 2K. Yeah, it still helps 2K though. Like just to hold it for a long period of time without your wrists. Like for me, like holding the actual Switch for a long time, my wrists like start to cramp up and stuff.
It doesn't really bother me much. It just depends, like how I guess how my hands angled at the time or whatever. But
yeah. Anyway,
but yeah,
the Satisfy Zenith really 2 has been announced by Satisfy. Whether it's going to actually fit the real Switch 2 or not, I don't know. I don't know how they got their measurements.
Like, yeah, we don't.
Or maybe they're just announcing it and then they'll
make it like,
whenever Switch 2 comes out.
Like maybe they're just like making up something like, oh yeah, this is what it's
going
to look like.
This is what it's going to look like when the Switch 2 comes out.
Say it doesn't look like that, then we're going to switch it.
Right, yeah.
So
maybe Nintendo was nice and gave them the measurements, but I doubt it.
Yeah, Nintendo is a very weird company.
Yeah, they're not. I don't see them doing that.
Yeah, I don't do it, to be honest with you.
All right. You know, we like to keep you guys up to date with the emulation handhelds, handheld PCs, and different things. So, Amber, Nick,
that's my favorite type of genre on this podcast. Yeah, you know,
mine too, man. I like talking about it.
Every new, you know, just handheld thing that comes out, we're right on it, you know?
Yeah. I don't really cover this on my other podcasts, so I like talking about it on here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who doesn't love handhelds? I mean, yeah, this is a retro thing, too, so.
Yeah.
But I'll go ahead and read it here. Is it Ambernick?
Ambernick, yep.
So Ambernick announced its new retro handheld, and it's easy to see where, you know, the design of the RG34XX draws the inspiration from. It appears to be a faithful clone of Nintendo's original Game Boy Advance, although updated with additional, you know, action and shoulder buttons. So, you know, how the Game Boy Advance is, you know, shaped and everything, it just has, you know, triggers and, you know, bumpers. Now.
And it has, instead of like just A and B, like the Game Boy Advance had, it has four buttons where A and B is kind of like
four.
Yeah.
So I wonder how that's going to work out. Like, I get it's, I'm pretty sure, I know I've seen on this article also, there's like Wi-Fi on it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I wonder if you can play like maybe some type of modern games too. Or
yeah, you can't, it's not just for Game Boy Advance games. It's just the shape is inspired from the Game Boy Advance, so you can play all kinds of different stuff on it. And it'll use the same aspect ratio of the Game Boy Advance.
I mean, that'll be awesome to see. But I got here, although update with additional triggers and stuff like that, allowing games for more, you know, recent systems to be played. Pricing and availability hasn't been revealed yet, so we don't know the price and, you know, when it will be available and stuff like that. But, you know, right, we'll obviously figure that out and then we'll get to you guys and stuff like that.
Definitely let you guys know. You know, we like to keep you up to date on that stuff. But let's say, like, it'll have the... Okay, yeah, the original Game Boy Advance didn't have a backlight, you know, because first Game Boy to have a backlight was Game Boy Advance SP.
Yeah.
So, of course, this handheld will come with a backlit screen.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, it says here also the this handheld will come with a transparent red and green colors. Like, it'll have, you know, red and green colors, as well as the Game Boy Advance's purple and black. So it's gonna have four colors in total you can choose from. You know, red and green, then, you know, green and black, which is pretty cool.
So before I got my Game Boy Advance SP when I was a kid, I had the original Game Boy Advance, and I had the original purple one.
Yeah.
No.
Nice.
No, maybe I did. Maybe I had the black one. I can't remember. Sure. I think it was black, actually. I would still have it, but when I got my Game Boy Advance SP, our mom made me get rid of my original Game Boy Advance for some reason.
It's rough.
Yeah.
He said, you can't have one.
I was upset. I'm pretty sure mine was black.
Yeah. It might have been. But, no. It says here. You know, as you said, you know, lack the backlight, you know, the Game Boy Advance. Was noticed, you know, difficult to see. The, you know, the RG3 or 34XX will, you know, instead be featured a larger, a 3.4-inch display, and it's going to run at a 720x and a 480 resolution, which for that type of screen is really good.
Yeah, that big of a screen, it sounds awful, really, but for that small of a screen.
For that, I don't know, it's a 3-inch screen.
It's a 3:2 aspect ratio, so it's a small screen. But for that type of screen, it's pretty decent.
From that.
Yeah.
You know, the display will also, you know, use the same 3:2 aspect ratio as the Game Boy Advance, so the Game Boy Advance title should look great. It's, you know, so it's basically like a copy of the Game Boy Advance, but you can probably most likely play modern games.
Yeah, you can. Like, it's an emulation handheld. You can play. I mean, you're not gonna be able to play like big powerhouse games on it. Like, you probably you probably won't be able to play GameCube or nothing. I don't think. I don't know. Once we figure that out, I'll let you guys know. But I'd say like NES, SNES, Sega Genesis, N64. You know, older games like that, you probably play on.
Well. Problem. It says here, it doesn't have a cartridge slot.
Right.
Like, we talked about the Analog Pocket. You know, it has a cartridge slot. And, you know, just the other one, the Mod Metro Chromatic, it also has a cartridge slot, but this one doesn't.
Right.
So it instead, it's ROMs. Designed to play. Yeah, it's designed to play through emulation.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Dolphin, you know, and all of them. Yuzu and all that. And also, yeah, we don't know any information about the processor itself for this handheld. No, we're going to get to you guys on that eventually. Yeah,
Once we find out more details.
It'll take time. Yeah, it'll take time.
Yeah, as this was just announced today or yesterday, something like that. But yesterday, I believe.
But it says here that Retro Handhelds speculates that it will be based on the all-winner H700 chipset the company has used in its other XX series handhelds. So they're kind of speculating that, you know, that's going to be the type of chipset that's going to be in the retro console, but we don't know yet. Right. So we'll obviously get you guys that. But it says here, if that's the case, then you can play, you know, you can expect to play older console games like, you know, the original PlayStation and even some Nintendo Switch and Sega Dreamcast titles. And as I said earlier, you know, it includes Wi-Fi connectivity, you know, facilitating online play, as well as streaming PC titles through Moonlight and Bluetooth for, you know, connecting multiple wireless controllers for shared screen multiplayer. That'll be weird. Imagine doing split screen on
a small high-end screen.
That little 3-inch screen.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome.
And screen peeking would be even more easy.
Difficult. Pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Easy but difficult to see.
Yeah.
It says here also, it also includes a mini HDMI port for connecting to a TV. So you can connect it to a TV and then play wireless with controllers. So that'll be nice, but I'm guessing it's going to run at the same type of rate, like 720.
Maybe. Probably. I don't know. It probably won't have no upscaling.
Obviously,
or anything.
It probably won't. It would just be a bigger screen, so you guys can do, like, that's, I guess that's how, like, you can do the multiplayer, you know, connected to TV or whatnot. But you can connect it alongside with a USB-C port for charging and pair it with a micro SD card slot for storing ROMs and, you know, its operating system. So, like, you know, Dolphin, whatnot, you're going to have to actually download the type of, like, ROMs.
Right.
Stuff like on. But this isn't the first time that AmberNick has copied Nintendo's homework. Oh, homework. Homework sucks.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, you know, the company released its, you know, RG35XXSP with a design inspired by the clamshell Game Boy Advance SP.
Mm-hmm. I was going to talk about that here in a little bit.
Yeah, it's our.
We talked about that earlier when it came out. Along, you know, on this podcast, we talked about
it. Yeah, but this is just with an improved screen, a more capable processor, and a concerning number of pre-installed pirated ROMs. But yeah, that is all I have for that. I mean, it's quite a bit, but it's not as much, you know, as there is, obviously, because we don't know a lot about the retro console and stuff like that and everything. But yeah, that's all I have.
Guys, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Cake YouTube accounts, personal Twitch Cake YouTube accounts, our podcast Discord, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, mm-hmm. everything pretty much now.
Yeah.
Our merch on the public. Rollin, do you have anything?
Nope. Join our Discord. You know, I know you guys with Aldears, you know, struggle to hear that part every time, you know, Discord pops up, you know, and their ears fall off.
Yeah, and then come right
but,
back up.
You know, yep, they just pop up, you know, after we stop mentioning it. But you know, follow our podcast socials. You know, we have everything. You know, Ashton already named them, so I'm not gonna mention them again. And if you want merch, TeePublic, so where to go, you know, great quality merch for
really
cheap.
Really good.
You know, they have sales for $16 per shirt.
Oh, yeah.
That's just per an original t-shirt. Obviously, there's different styles you can get from, but it's really cheap. So go ahead and check that out if you guys want some Two Brothers Gaming merch. And yeah, that's all I have. And also, we're getting closer to 900. 1,000, you know, downloads. So
oh, yeah,
thank
yeah.
you guys for that. We really appreciate
That's
it.
That's insane. We appreciate it so much. It's really crazy that we, you, that many of you listen to us every single day. You know,
it's
added up that quick.
Actually, I'll tell you how much we have exactly right now.
It's almost 900,000.
It is. It'll load. 881,635,000. So we're, you know, close. So we're going to get that in the next, like, 3 days or so like that. We're going to get that 900,000. So, you know,
might
maybe
get,
you guys are listening to us.
Might get it tomorrow, maybe.
Maybe. You don't know.
We've been getting, you know, sometimes maybe, we get 9,000 a day, you know.
I know, it's ridiculous. So, you know, maybe, you know, I'm going to go and say thank you guys for 900, you know, 1,000 downloads. Because,
yeah.
you know, when you guys are listening to this, you know, it'll
maybe
most likely be... Yeah, so, you know, thank you guys for that. We greatly appreciate it. Really grateful. So, you guys are 1 million. It's really exciting. You know, that's a big old number. I mean,
we got to figure out something to do. You know, we're going to try to do something for it. We just don't know yet.
Yeah. You know, we'll figure it out eventually. We're just, you know, we just got to, I mean, we got to figure it out soon, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's close up, close ahead. But, yeah, that's all I have.
Appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.